الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أيام معدودات صدق الله المولانا مفتي الصيام كذا With regard to this ayah, that Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to keep roza, at least may it dawn upon us that what roza we are asked to keep, we haven't kept till today. And we have to try and endeavor that we keep, and this is continuous till maut, our namaz. We haven't made namaz what the namaz Allah wanted us to make. Our iman, our Islam. So we have to endeavor and try all the time hatta yaqtiyaka al-yaqeen until maut, death comes upon us. A person who will do that will always be progressing. A person who will do that won't have time for useless things. Other things of dunya also, objections of people also, just as we heard that when people you make out the person is just objecting with a valid reason, not to know. Not to correct things, just for the sake of objection or many other reasons, just to try and win a debate, etc. They don't even pay attention to that. Lose points in front of the people that he didn't know how to answer, or he didn't have an answer. Lose points, doesn't matter. But don't waste your time in those things. You do what you have to do, and we have got a much more bigger mission in mind. We have to please Allah Ta'ala. We are not here to please the people. We are not yet to score points, so don't worry about those things. So Allah make it that we call the time endeavor to improve ourselves and all our ibadat. At the moment we are in the ibadat of roza, to improve our rozas and make what genuine rozas are. With the eyes also, and with all removing all the haram, Allah bring us to that stage that we only see Allah. And with the tongue we only talk of Allah. And with the ear, we only hear of Allah. That person will be in a world of his own, in a world of, we can't imagine his heart, his mind is just with Allah all the time. The creator of love, the creator of beauty, the creator of intelligence, the creator of reasoning, the creator of logic, the creator of everything. If you are engaged with him directly, then what more can a person ever even dream of? And that is the object. And that is we have to reach. We have to reach Allah. That person is in Jannah before going to Jannah. That person has met Allah before the meeting of Allah will take place. And so, and this is what Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. What our deen has given us. Not what we have made out of it. We are just using deen for our own ends and our own purposes. And just giving a flavor of deen and living our own lives as we want to. If we bring that reality, then we will see that a person won't have time for deen, won't have time for Allah Ta'ala. What great treasures and great valuable, what is gold and silver, these things, what can they do? What is the temptations of this dunya? All nothing, all acts of shaitan. How can shaitan ever entice a person of a man of Allah Ta'ala? We become the man of Allah Ta'ala. And then see all these things, they'll have none, they won't have any temptation even for us. Name, fame, pride, etc. In fact, a person will detest, hate these things. He'll run from these things. So many buzurgs that the minute the secrets became known, they made dua, Ya Allah, now I'm exposed. My love for you, my ibadah, my devotion to you, take me away. They didn't want to stay to get praises from people. They didn't want to stay to get favors from people. So that is a complete different set of mind. And that is what we have to endeavor. We are the small little things of this dunya we are engaging. Anyway, so we were discussing roza of the eyes, of the tongue, of the ears, of the heart and the mind. our eating things very, very important that we make sure we eat halal and halal and tayyiban. And then the fear whether my roza is accepted or not. And that is what all our ibadat. That when we finish our ibadat, we should have that concern. And if it comes naturally, make more shukr to Allah. One is bring it, that after I've completed my ibadat, is it accepted or not? Every day when we complete our roza, iftari time, just after iftari, make dua to Allah, please accept it. It's not worthy of acceptance, not at all. Our namaz, the end, just imagine, the greatest ibadat after iman is in namaz. And the greatest teacher in the world was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught him namaz personally. And then at the end of namaz, the dua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I've done a wrong, a very great wrong to myself. You made namaz, what wrong did you do? But I couldn't do it. Such a great namaz, I destroyed it. I couldn't. And who's the teaching? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught the namaz. And who's the student? Hazrat Abu Bakr. And who can make a namaz like Hazrat Abu Bakr? Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, in his namaz, if he had got any thought of dunya, he would repeat that namaz. And we will have to repeat our one namaz whole lesson, the way we are. So, just if he had any thought, so Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala on his namaz, what type of a namaz? But what is the end? That I could not fulfill the right. I've done a great wrong to me, to you. I destroyed this great namat of namaz. Zulman kathira, wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa an. What a great declaration of one's iman, to know that nobody can forgive sins but Allah. In fact, Allah becomes so happy, Allah says to the malaika, my banda knows that it's only I who can forgive him, so I forgive him. There is no question, immediately I forgive him. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَفْرُ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْ فَصْفِلِّي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. So that is the end of namaz. So that is also unfortunately, think for ourselves, we just made our asr. Most of us made this dua, there are other duas also, but the sunnah dua is this dua to be recited at the end of namaz. Most of us recited it, but it was just recitation, like a parrot. Was it in our heart in the least, but that I didn't make my namaz properly. Not in the least, but that thought, this conscience, if that can come awake in us. That what we are, our namaz we are reading, what? Allah reward our asatizah in the maktab, etc. They taught us how to make namaz. We are doing, which is the correct way, but that connection, that we are not applying. We've got all the appliances. We've got the fan and the stove and the heater, microwave, everything. But we're not worried of making connections. So all those things are there and we're happy that I've got a stove, I've got a microwave, everything, my fan, my aircon, I've got everything, I'm very happy. But I'm not concerned of getting connections. So nothing is working. So our namaz is also just an outward form. The connection is not there. Just a matter of making the connection, and really that is one of our main purposes here in the Khanqah. And of the Khanqah, the Tasawwuf, is to make that connection with Allah. To become sahib in nisbat, a person who is connected with Allah. Then what we are reading in namaz, just connect with it, and then see the value of that namaz. So like that roza also, that will make the dua at the end of roza. That, Ya Allah, I kept the roza, but I couldn't keep it properly. Forgive me. When we make khatam of one Quran Sharif, then also make dua and ask particularly for forgiveness before we pass the sawab to anyone. We read three times qul huwallah also. Also ask all my mistakes that I've made, my deficiencies. Forgive them all. Purify this amal. And a pure amal pass the sawab to somebody. So we always, there is that blemish from our side, that we taint and we tarnish the amal from what comes from our side. It is like the pure amal comes down a downpipe with pure rainwater, distilled water, but we put our stool in there. And then it all gets spoiled and dirty. So So we must ask for forgiveness. So beautiful du'as we have been taught by our elders, and by the barakat of our elders we have been taught wonderful du'as. So when we complete any amal of ours, the first thing we should try and read is Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is that amal that is not only 100% accepted, as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat, 100% is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But it also makes your other amal get accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people that on your dua, when you make your dua, read Durood Sharif. Your du'as are lingering between the earth and the heaven, but Durood Sharif takes it into acceptance. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that our wudu is not complete until we don't read Durood Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Bayazid Bandar rahmatullah alayhi, who was here with us, he explained that namaz is that ibadat which Allah Ta'ala himself says, Aqimi salata li dhikri. Not only make namaz, perfect your namaz, and solely for my remembrance. But Allah himself, the original teacher of namaz, is Allah Ta'ala. Allah taught. So Allah taught that read Durood Sharif in your namaz. With Durood Sharif, your mind is going to go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, Allah said, make it exclusive for my remembrance. And then Allah put Durood Sharif in namaz. The reason for that is our namaz should never have been in a position of acceptance. And Allah's system, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيءُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah does not destroy the effort of the muhsineen, those who want to do good. So a person who is making namaz is doing good, and Allah doesn't want to destroy it. But we destroyed it. In spite of that, Allah still wants to save it. So Allah put Durood Sharif. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, inshallah Allah will accept every namaz of ours. So Durood Sharif, and especially for those kuffars who make Taraweeh, and especially when it's not in the masjid, in other venues, houses, etc. Many times they rush through, and the musallis also want them to rush. And they even leave out Durood Sharif. They just read that tahiyyah, make salah. No, definitely make sure we read our durood. By the barakat of the durood, our namaz will be accepted. So Durood Sharif is a great ibadah. And one durood, the virtues of which have become so great in the hadith, that man qala jazallahu anni muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. A person who says that at'aba, he tired, he puts to so much effort that they get tired. Sab'ina katiban, 70 scribes, malaika, who write the sawab. Alfa sabahan, for 1,000 mornings, he puts them to tiredness. That means for 1,000 days, which is roughly 3 years, malaika writes, and Allah's accounting system is far ahead that man can ever reach. It isn't some old obsolete system that they have to go into great detail and write, that's why it takes so long. But Allah's system is where man will never reach. But that reward is so great, that just one time if you read, if we read it 100 times, 10 times, 100 times, so at least once after our amal, read one durood, read this durood, Jazallah anni Muhammadan bima huwa alu. So that amal will be accepted also, we get the sawab of Durood Sharif also. The second, and Allah's system is that Allah puts us to quite Allah's command and demand of on us is very, very heavy. But what Allah accepts is a very light thing. Allah puts it, Allah just wants us to be prepared to do that. Then Allah accepts a small little thing. Allah ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his own son. His own son, when he just came, لَمَّا فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَوْ سَعِيَ. Just at that age now that he could help his father, take over, like a young son comes and he takes over from his father, and the father has reached that age, over 90, where now he needs somebody to do all his work for him. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is at that age, Ismail alayhi salam is at this age, and وَلَدٌ زَكِيٌ. What an intelligent, what a young boy would have, that has all the capabilities. And Allah at that time told slaughter him. So what a heavy command from Allah. But in return, what did Allah accept? One ram. Who provided it? Allah Ta'ala. Allah brought it there. Allah provided it there. So this is, we must just be prepared to do whatever. Then Allah makes it very easy. Ibrahim alayhi salam to go into the fire of Jahannam, into the fire which Namrud had lit for him. Allah wanted him to go, that the world see he was prepared. And right at the moment he entered the fire, where he was, Allah made that a garden. The rest was still a fire burning. But where he was, Allah made that a wonderful garden. And not for a split second that perhaps we didn't see properly. 40 days he stayed like that. And Allah Ta'ala kept him there. So Allah Ta'ala ordered that be prepared to go into such a, so perhaps in the world never was such a fire lit, not before, not after. Be prepared for Allah's sake to go into that fire. But the minute he went, Allah made it a garden for him. Allah said, leave your wife and your son in the barren land of Makkah Sharif. As the poet says, Jahan khauf bhi apne qadam rakhne se dabti thi. Where even fear was frightened to put its leg. Fear was afraid to go into that place. Nothing was there. It's not the Makkah Sharif of today, hustling and bustling and everything. At that time when there wasn't a blade of grass that was growing, leave them alone there with no provision whatsoever. Without even telling them, my command, you listen to my command. You start moving. And he started moving. Hajira saw that he's going away. So, where are you going? Ila aina ya sayyidi? Where are you going? He didn't turn around to explain and comfort her, to explain her the virtues of going out in the path of Allah and all that. He just carried on. And she was trained by him. So she knew. She said, has Allah commanded you at this? And then without looking back, he said, yes. Then she said, إِذَا اللَّهُ يُبَيِّعُنَا. She also knew in that case, Allah will never destroy her. We haven't got a drop of water. Then what did Allah do? Make Zamzam, which the people of the world are drinking today. And the property of Zamzam, no other water in the world, all the water of the world together, hasn't got that what Zamzam is for. A Zamzam lima shurik. For what reason you drink Zamzam, it fulfills your need. And the water is just coming and coming. For Musa alayhi salam, Allah gave him his stick to hit the water, to hit the stone, and water will come. One place, Pambajasat, and one third place, Pambajarat. That Allah, Qudrat Allah, when he needed little water, Pambajasat. That he just came out little bit. When they needed lot of water, Pambajarat, it came out like in a storm, the water came out. So Zamzam, where is the water of Musa alayhi salam and the Zamzam of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and which Allah put in Makkah Sharif. So this is Allah's system. So our amal, as we explained yesterday, it appears that we won't make it. It's very hard that we must do the right thing. Am I doing the right thing? And then the best I must do. And then it must be that it must be accepted by Allah. It must be preserved forever, and we will slip up anywhere. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi explained one instance of a person when in those years they should go for Hajj. And just to give a brief, very brief picture of how that a person living far in a village somewhere where there are no buses also, no, and he wants to go for Hajj from there. Hajj is farz on all the people. Now from there he makes his preparation. In those days, there weren't the hotels of today that you sit on your internet and you book everything and you tell them, I'll be keeping Rosa and I want my service to be delivered in the room. All your finer details also you make arrangements. That was right out of the question there. And then they prepare and they take, they're going to go for Hajj, not for the 1 week or not for 10 days, but Hajj for 6 months they used to go. 1 year they used to go. The journey should take them 6 months up to a year. They should stay in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, because it was once in a lifetime in those days. So they didn't stay just 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years they should stay. All the provision they took with them, right for that period. The ghee, and they only ate all good original food. So they took all those things, their dal, lentils, etc. Everything what they could carry. Pepsi Call, how long that takes call. And then afterwards, to get to the bus stand, how we have to walk on Volkswagen. They have to go where they will meet the road where the buses run. Get on the bus, and the whole village should come and see them off. That they are somebody going for Hajj. Those days, it was a rare occasion somebody going for Hajj. Today, every second young person is a Haji. In fact, everyone is a Haji today. Just like everyone is a millionaire today. Everyone is a Haji today. So, in those days, it was not like that. One rare person was going for Hajj. So, the whole village. From there, most of the people returned. Many people joined them to the major station which was there. Like, for example, in Pakistan side, Lahore, in India side, Delhi, whatever, all the big stations. From there, how many people went? Then others returned from there. Others went with them right through the port, whether it was Karachi or Bombay. And then there, when they came, now they started their paperwork, their passport, their documents, etc. And now they started learning. We also had the good fortune to make khidmat of the Hujjaj in Bombay. And we have to teach them labbay. We have to teach them how to wear the ihram, all those things. And they are totally unorientated, disorganized. Everything has to be done there. After all that preparation, then they go by ship. It wasn't by, and the ship journey with the rough sea in the Persian Gulf, in that area where the ship goes. It was very stormy, and they had to go through all that. When they reached the port of Jeddah, and when they said the duty people, customs, that was Qiyam. In fact, somebody would say worse than Qiyam. You come with your whole canister of ghee, and what's inside here, and they just push a knife in there. It's just to make out. Now all the ghee is melted, it's all flowing out. This bag of rice, what's in here, they just push a knife in there. Now all the rice is falling out. What you prepared and all your house people with what care you packed it and that. But yeah, it is all. When you get through there, 7 days roughly, by camel to get from Jeddah to Makkah Sharif. And then the Bedouins, the all who should to rob them on the way. And all highway robbers, all that they had to go through. And then stay in Makkah Sharif for the period. And then all men one side in a big hall. All women separately in big hall. Not like today that every day you need a bath also when you in Hajj also. There was no question of that, of even seeing your partner for the period. So or spending your time and then going to Medina Sharif again by camel to travel. Again these Bedouins on the way that used to waylay them in there. Then in Medina Sharif they stay. After such a person who made 3 such Hajj and he came home and after the 3rd Hajj, then a visitor who had come, he told his son, that giving Zamzam of my 3rd Hajj. Manana Sami Ramitullah says, in that one sentence, 3 such Hajj he destroyed, and down the drain. He made it known, I'm not a Haji, single, not double, I'm a triple Haji. I've made 3 Hajj and given water from my 3rd, Zamzam of my 3rd Hajj. So how easy, and today we hardly do, يُحِبُّونَ أَيُّحْمَدُ بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُ. Our nature is we want to be praised of things which we don't even do. One is that we do, and we don't even do things, but we have to take credit. We have just something, we got something to do with it, we try and show it off that I did all this. I am behind all this. And you, other people are doing all the work, and you taking all the credit. And today for faith things, we want to take credit. So unfortunately, that is our nature. So where we stand. But in spite of all that, Allah has given us these simple amal to preserve our amal. Our fake amal will become genuine amal. Our show amal will become sincere amal. Just by doing this, one is to read Durood Sharif. The other is, Rabban, the dua of Ibrahim a.s. when he built the Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar. What a work Allah took from him there also. And the construction of the Kaaba, for the Maqam-e Ibrahim, today most of us just take it in that glass cage. But it's not the glass case. Inside are those rocks on which are the imprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam's footsteps. That is what is Maqami. And that Allah had made it the hoist of that time, the lift. If we see Kaaba, our height, 1.5 meter, we are tall roughly. And how high is the Kaaba? We are nothing. And they had to build the Kaaba right to the top. They didn't have all scaffolding, whether made of bamboo, of steel, of anything. But when Ibrahim alayhi salam stood on there, it lifted it up, it lifted him to the required level. And after he completed his job, priest brought him down. Rocks were brought from the mountain to build the Kaaba. There weren't some companies who make bricks and you just order 10,000 bricks, 100,000 bricks you are ordering. No, and no cranes or anything. How was the Kaaba built? After building the Kaaba, a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail, who was his accomplice, his helper, the main, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ قَوَاعِدَ الْبَيْتِ Allahu Akbar. Quran is Quran Sri. Qawaid are the foundations. And foundations are not lifted up. But Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ قَوَاعِدَ الْبَيْتِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ. The main here that Allah lifted up the building of the Kaaba from the foundation. And Ibrahim is mentioned first, he was the main contractor. And his helper was Ismail alayhi salam, who is to bring the rock. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam was the actual builder. After Anbiya like Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, there was no interest in those times. So there's many of them 100% pure. And from the mountains they bring in the rock. And they building it with that. And all the other cement which was required was all there to stand and to make the mortar and to join the two. And what a building. That the big cranes of today, it can't move Maqam Ibrahim from its place. The cranes broke, three cranes broke down. But they wanted to move it to make more space for the Hajjis to make tawaf. Because Maqam Ibrahim comes in between. It couldn't move. What a foundation. Masjid al-Nabawi, the foundation. Today, all engineers are baffled. Architects are baffled at what they have achieved in those days. And not only in the Islamic world, even in Europe, in the history of Europe also, what those old people, the buildings they had built, today's building constructors cannot build as strong as what they had built. Anyway, so Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his son Ismail alayhi salam, pure money, halal. But at the end what we say, oh Allah, it's not fit to be accepted. The word taqabbal, Allah reward our shaykh who taught us everything, even taught us self and nahwa. That taqabbal is from babi tafa'ul. And in babi tafa'ul, there is the khasiyat of takalluf. That it's not worthy to be accepted, but please, out of your mercy, you accept it. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam, and what a job, and Kaaba is standing till today. So our ibadah also at the end reads this dua. That this ibadah that I mean today is even 100% concentration in my namaz, but it's not fit for acceptance by you, Ya Allah. And in fact, namaz is such a thing also. When the Sahaba says we are getting thoughts in our namaz, and we are getting other thoughts in our life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam surprisingly asked, already it's happening. My Sahaba has reached that stage. That's a sign of iman. If a kafir gets this evil thought, he doesn't worry about it. It means nothing, not even making a fly away. But a mu'min who gets worried, that is a sign of his iman. How beautifully as the Mufti Mahmud Sahib said, that when one Qadiani is told, a Shia told a Sunni that it is only the Sunni that become Qadiani. Never did a Shia become a Qadiani. So Mufti Sahib was always had his answers ready. He said the Shia has got no Iman. So Shaitan, what was he going? Waste his time there. Iman is by the Sunni. So he goes there and he makes them lose their Iman. They haven't got anything. They are bereft of it from the beginning. They got nothing whatsoever. So yeah, also. So this dua that we have been taught, that Ya Allah, that it's not worthy of acceptance at all. Out of your mercy you accept it. And that amal gets better. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib said, Rahmatullah said, the day you make a namaz, and you are happy and you make shukr prayer, made a perfect namaz, that's your worst namaz of your life. Because nobody can make it perfect. As long as you admit, Ya Allah, I couldn't make it. Please forgive me. What am I? I just, my thoughts just go astray. I rush through my namaz. I don't do it properly. I don't do it on time, whatever. Allah loves that attitude. So when a person has this, that my namaz wasn't right, my rozas were not right, my iman is weak, it's not right, Allah loves it. And Allah Ta'ala accepts, so to say, what comes, we say number two. One is the legal system and one is the back door. Allah accepts readily the back door. So you couldn't prove yourself, you couldn't do your work the right way. You tried everything. Allah says, I still accept from you. Allah accepts readily. So this dua we should read after every amal that we do. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are sami', you know what is in our heart, what our niyas are. Aleem, you know what's in our heart. So you know exactly our Allah. We want to please you, but we are weak, we falter, we fail, but you accept from us. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. And oh Allah, forgive us all our mistakes which we made. In our tilawat we made mistakes. In our rozas we make mistakes. In our namaz we make mistakes. You forgive it. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are the one who gives the tawfiq of making tawbah. You are the one who accepts the tawbah. You are Rahim. Rahim is the more greater form of Rahman. Rahman is the mercy of Allah. Rahim is where Allah's mercy is even more greater. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And then read the other dua, Masha Allah, La quwwata illa billah. By reading this dua, it was only by the graces of Allah. And nothing can happen without the will of Allah Ta'ala. In that, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give us the tawfiq of carrying on with that amal. And on whatever you read this dua, Manana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali has written, even your dunya's namaz, you see your family, you see your business, you see your cars, you see your children, grandchildren, whatever, all, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, Allah will keep that namaz with you. Allah won't snatch it away. There won't come some calamity, some difficulty, Allah will preserve it. You made your tahajjud, you are happy, Allah gave me tawfiq of tahajjud. Allah gave me tawfiq of keeping my roza, mashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. Allah will give us all this tawfiq, our fajr wa jama'ah, our tahajjud, our roza. So this dua also read, mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. The other third dua, alhamdulillah illadhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah. Only by His namaz, this good work, I managed to come to the conclusion of it, to come to the end of it. A person who reads this dua, then no matter the world can praise him, you're so pious, you did so great work, it won't go, it won't tickle his mind, that Allah, you did it. You are the only doer. The people can say what and what, but you will have that full conviction. Ya Allah, you are the doer. And Allah loves that. It comes in the hadith that when a banda does some good work, Allah says, my banda, you did this great work. And he says, Ya Allah, it was your trophy. So when Allah says, you did it, then when a person feels, I did it, then Allah asks, who gave you the trophy? How did you manage to do it? And when you say, Allah gave me the trophy, Allah says, but you did it. Allah praises you. Like a father who takes his child, drives him, he puts him in his lap, his two-year-old child. He comes home, and the child, he just made him put his hands on the steering, and he tells the mother, today your son drove today. And two-year-old boy, where is he going to drive? What is he going to hold the steering, and where is he going to touch the pedals and that? But now he's also happy, I drove today. So that is all what we are. We are not even the true old, the year old. And but Allah says, you did it. Allah rewards us for that. And we say, Ya Allah, it's only you who did it. And that is the reality. Allah alone is the doer. So Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. This dua, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Many of us take it in the dua after ta'aleem, kitab ta'aleem. But this is the dua of kafara and majlis. It's not the PTY limited of tabligh jamaat, that after kitab reading you read this dua. It is for every majlis we sit in, but almost nobody of us reads it. We can be sitting in a dini gathering also, we sit for mashuras also, we meet people, but we don't read this dua. And if we read it, and perhaps that also kitab reading, the one who does the kitab reading reads the dua. We all just perhaps say Ameen or just we accept, but we don't read. We should read this dua. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that when I was in Germiston, Alhamdulillah, I led his tawfiq to take part of Jamaat work. So one elderly man one day came, he says, we never heard anyone reading this dua. From where you people came out with this dua? This dua after majlis, Subhanallah, bihamdihi, Subhanakallah. So Allah gave tawfiq, and the questioning of people is good for us. Then I went in Islam, took my kitab, made some mutala. What I found that time, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, towards the end of his life, he was reading the dua very often, very much. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, oh Allah's Nabi, today you shouldn't, now I see you always you make this dua. He said, Nabi Ali Salam said, oh Aisha, this is a dua, if you read it, any of your omission and commission in that amal, and wrong things you did, extra, over did it, under did it, your concentration was not, whatever mistakes there were, they all get obliterated, cancer, they get cleaned up. And second, Allah preserves it forever. Now you don't have to worry that you made your free hajj and it will get destroyed. By this dua, Allah preserves it forever now for you. And it gets preserved. And now you will be saved of speaking about your, boasting about what you did at that, if we read this dua. So also it's one simple dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. It should become our habit when we get up from the majlis, we should be reading it. When we are with our family, with our friends, wherever, any gathering, at the end of the gathering, as we are getting up, Alhamdulillah, we saw our Shaykh son, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib. There wouldn't be a majlis that would be there. But as he gets up, he would be reading this dua. So all the wrong, any ghibat took place in that majlis. In fact, it comes your Quran Sharif. You read some things incorrectly. Then Allah appoints a farishta to correct it. It is like somebody writes a kitab or something. And then he gives it to somebody to correct it. That person corrects everything. So this dua does the work of that correction. And ulama have written that Allah's ghairat does not allow that anything else must be faultless. Only Allah's book, Quran Sharif, is faultless. Whatever else you make, you try your best to take out every mistake. You'll be surprised, there's still this mistake got left. That mistake got left. This was not done right. This was not done right. It's only Allah's kitab that is perfect. So all our work will have faults in it. But by the barakat of this dua, all those faults, Allah appoints the farishtas to remove them. And second, it is preserved for you. Qiyamah day, these amal of yours on which you read this dua, they will be sealed. A seal is put on them. And you will be the only one allowed to cut the seal, to take the reward of it now. It will be sealed, it will be kept. It is something very similar to, if a person goes insolvent in this world, he goes bankrupt, then by law of the country, that certain of his assets are not allowed to be touched, to pay the people out. The company has gone down, people invested, people's money is in there, you have to pay them back. People you bought goods from, and now you haven't got money to pay them, you have to pay them. So they work out a percentage, how many all the people must get, all this must get sold, they must get. But certain of your assets, by law, are not touched. They are kept. So all those amal of ours we read this dua on, they will be not touched. If we make ghibat about somebody, now you have to pay that person back. You loan money from somebody you didn't pay, you have to pay him back. But this on which amal you read this dua, that will be kept exclusive for you. So we should read this dua also, very, very valuable dua. And then to our amal which is small, so to say insignificant, but Allah makes it very significant, very great. With a simple dua, Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa Salamun Ala Al Mursaleen, wa Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, on which amal we read this after reading Quran Sharif, after making our zikr, whatever amal we did. Then, on the day of Qiyamah, when our actions will be weighed in the scale, the normal scale that will be there will not be sufficient. It will be too small, like to weigh gold. It's a small scale. And gold, you weigh one earring, one bracelet, one bangle, small things, one coin, two, four coins you weigh. It's a small scale. But to weigh gold, it's a big scale. Because gold is hasn't got that value. Or wood, when they sell wood, they could, on big scale. So this will be not a big scale to measure wood or to measure coal, but to measure your amal. Another scale will have to be brought on the day of Qiyamah that can be able to measure that. The value of your amal will have been made so big, magnified, made very big, that another scale will have to be brought. So by these six simple amal, we can have all our amal which are not worthy of acceptance, which have to go down the drain and make them preserved forever and ever. And if we add one beautiful dua, which the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made, Jitna bimirati musjati. Oh, Yusuf alayhi salam, we have come with things which are like worthless. We haven't got anything. Jitna bimirati musjati. Fawful and al-kail. And give us a full measure. We are coming with like a fake money sort of. But you give us a full scale. A full you give us for awful and al-kail with a sadaqah. And more than that, make the sadaqah for us. Give us even more. Show your kindness even more. Inna allaha yadzil mutasaddiqin. Of course, to Allah we won't say inna allaha. But we say, jina bi biratin musjatin. Our amal, all like fake amal, just to show our amal, nothing what it is. But you, jina bi bilat musifawfi lan al kain. But you give us as though we did perfect amal. And that is how it does. When this is our attitude, that we are weak, we didn't do it right, we spoiled it. Allah's attitude is, my banda, you try. I'm going to give you the full return for it. And if our attitude is that I did a wonderful job, a perfect job I did, then Allah will find fault in every small thing. And we can never pass. In our niyyah there is a fault. In our amal there is fault. In everything. So we say, Ya Allah, we couldn't do anything. You would bless us for awful and okay. With the sadaqah alayna, and give us even more from yourself. And Allah Ta'ala is that being. Just little bit you incline to Him, and He opens His treasures. And Allah's treasures never come to an end. When Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to take loans from the Jews for the needs of other people for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he should see to their needs, and yet there wasn't time to pay, and the due date was approaching. He should get worried. And then he should ask Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that our coffers, our storage places are empty and people need it. He says, spend, O Bilal. Ikhsha, anfiq, ya Bilal. Wala takhsha min dhil arshi jiqlala. Don't have any fear that Allah will give anything left. Allah will give. And when he used to give, on one occasion Bilal prepared all his goods. He's going to escape from Medina because the Jew will come in stolen. He will humiliate, disgrace him in front of people. That you best Negro, don't you know it's time to pay? Why aren't you paying? So he had prepared to go away. Just then Allah sent Allahu Akbar. So much. that all the debts were also paid, and so much more. All the people of Medina were given all food and whatever, everything they were given. So Allah gives, but Allah also is doesn't just give long before. If it's long before, if the fire of Ibrahim a.s. was made a garden long before, Namrud should be the first one to jump in. But Allah makes it to see who are the genuine ones. When the actual crunch comes, then Allah's help comes. Those who stay firm and those who are weak, and they say, no, this is not our cup of tea, not my slice of cake, I can't manage this, they don't get anything. But those who stay firm, then Allah's help comes. And how Allah's help comes. Until today, this moment, in the world, Allah's help is coming to people. It's a matter of us to take from Allah and to turn to Allah. So all our amal we do, like that, it looks very difficult for acceptance. But these six amal or seven, do them and then see. One is Durood Sharif. One is Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَاتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. 3. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. 4. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. No. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. 5. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. And 6. سبحان الله والحمد لله. And جئنا ببضاعة مزجاة. Read this inshallah and then see what our weak condition, where Allah will take us. Allah give us all to office. This is the and the sad part is we don't bring it in our life. We hear it over and over, but we just don't bring it into our life. Bring it into our life. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. When we will do this amal and consistently, ikhlas also doesn't come at the start. Do it at the beginning, when ikhlas will come, when it passes its test, then you will see for yourself what the power and strength of these amal are. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.